Welcome, people, to the unknown world of freedom of speech. It's your boy, Larry Belafonte, a.k.a. Price. You dig? I'm up in here with the bro, man. This shit is ill as fuck, man. Shout out to my dog, J-I-D-K. Make some fucking noise for my dog.
What's up?
Yeah, man, yeah. So, this is sick. I've been having some special guests lately. It's kind of been my little flavor lately, so I'm pumped for that. You know, freedom of speech. I'm super pumped to have the homie on here. Like, it's fucking, like, it's a real thing. Yeah. I've been having some crazy ass guests, and then it's crazy how we even connected. Just based on the ill ass shit he doing. You know, I'm gonna let him kick some flavor and let y'all know what he got going down. But if y'all not familiar, you gotta get hip. One of the coldest young spitters and just innovators of the generation right now. All this dude videos is fucking nuts. Man, this dude's crazy. And for me, like, it's dope being an artist, but having this podcast, because, like, man, it's crazy. Like, what even gave me the idea to start a podcast was fucking with my nigga Dr. Genius. Granted, I already had that. I kept wanting to do it, but me and Dr. Genius really chopped it up one day, and I was like, yo, I really got to move on this shit, you know? And so, because, like, being an artist and being able, it's all good, being able to really chop it, too, with other artists and get their perspective on shit and their story is dope. And so, I got my bro here, man, Jay. Holla at him, man. Just let him know a little bit of your story, you know, where you from, you know, your journey to where you at, you know, what you even doing out here in L.A., i.e., Cali, whatever. And just what's popping. Talk to these freedom of speech motherfucking vibers real quick, man.
Yeah, I'm actually out here. I had like a listening session yesterday for my project. I was very bad. At the London Hotel, it was really cool. Like, we had like the movie theater, played the whole joint for everybody, you know, great reactions and whatnot.
That's crazy.
But I was supposed to go to the studio.
Okay.
And then, so I pushed my flight back, but I ended up not going.
Word.
Yeah, so now I'm just here waiting for my flight.
Bet. That's love. So where you from, man? Let them know where you from, where you reside, you did.
Yeah, I'm from PG, Maryland.
Okay.
Which is in the D.C. area.
What does PG stand for?
Prince George's County.
Okay.
But, I mean, it stands for a lot of things. You know, they call it Pretty Girl County, Pistol Grip County. I mean, just a bunch of different things.
So. Okay. So it's Pretty Girls and Pistol Grips going down out in the PG. Bet. And so that's where you, like, born and raised, you know? Or
Yeah. I was born in London. I came here when I was, like, 2 years old.
Word?
Yeah.
That's fire. And then, so how the hell was you born in London?
My mother just lived out there.
Okay.
My dad. Yeah. And that's when they had me.
So is your parents from London? Where are they from?
My mom's from Sierra Leone. My dad, my biological father's from Ghana.
Word.
But my stepfather's from Sierra Leone, too.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, I mean, did they know any other languages and shit, or what were you?
Yeah, Creole, that's what they speak.
Okay, that's fire, dog.
I knew it. I just ain't,
You are good.
I understand it.
Okay.
I don't know how to speak it, though, but I understand it.
Right, so growing up in PG County, that's Maryland. How far is that from, like, Baltimore? I know it go down in Baltimore.
Yeah.
How far is that from there?
45 minutes from Baltimore.
Okay, so it's kind of like, King, shut up, you're not on this podcast. And so it's like kind of like LA and IE. So that's cool, because, like, the IE, which is where we from, it's like 40 minutes from LA. So
yeah, exactly. Vibe. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah.
And so, boom, you grew up in PG County. You know, did you always grow up rapping? You always knew you wanted to do music? What was your, like, you know what I mean? What was it like sliding?
I was always interested in music. I ain't never know I was going to do it for sure. I just always knew I was going to be something, though. I don't
Straight
know what
up.
It was, but I just knew I was going to be something, somebody. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
And so what was, like, you know what I mean? Was you, how was it slide, like, growing up out there? Was you cool? Was you into some shit? Did you ever get into trouble? Was you skating? Was you on the hoes?
Like, I was on all that shit. That's funny. I used to try to skate.
Word.
I used to get in a lot of trouble. I went to like 4 or 5 different high schools.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, my whole life.
You know, I know that life. They expelled. You was getting expelled, or
close to expelled, just getting and leaving before I got expelled.
Yeah, exactly. So that you won't be banned from all the schools and
right,
shit.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I know that party. And so what? So getting kicked out of school and shit. What was that type of shit like leading to? What was that coming from? You just felt like.
Did you not fuck
with school? Like
I definitely didn't like school, right. But I also felt like rebellious, you know, with my whole family and shit. I just felt like I wanted to be cool, so I used to hang out with like niggas from the hood and shit. But I wasn't really born in the hood. Right. I grew up in a decent neighborhood, but it was close to the hood.
Yeah.
And then also when I went to school, the school that I went to, all the hoods like close by went to that school too. So even though I lived in a good neighborhood. I wasn't in private school. I was like in a public school, and the public schools around there ain't really, at the time at least weren't that good.
Were her.
Yeah.
And so they had you in the shit. So then, so your family and shit, they was cool then, obviously. So you ain't come from, which is cool, like you ain't come from like where all your peoples was in fucking jail and gangs and all this. So your family, for the most part, was, you know, about their shit,
exactly.
Having business. And then you just kind of. Somewhat the eyeball that took the...
I'm the first person in my family to ever go to jail.
Word?
Yeah, my family.
I'm like the first... For the longest, I was the first person in my family, one of the first dudes in my family to not go to jail.
Yeah.
Which is wild, but that's what's up, so...
Yeah.
So, when'd you go to jail? You know, you ain't got to hit too crazy on that nigga.
Yeah,
you know.
It was like when I've been in jail a couple times, like 3 times. When I was 17, when I was 19 and 20.
Okay, which was, or what was one of your longer stretches?
19 to 20. It was like, it was only like 7 or 8 months.
Shit.
But still long.
That's a little time,
like,
yeah. I'm cool on that. Nigga was in jail for 12 hours, hot. 14 hours, hot.
Damn,
okay. And so... How was that experience? Like, what did that teach you in there? Was you on some religious shit? Was you lifting weights?
I definitely got more religious. I was lifting weights too, but it taught me patience.
Mm.
And I still don't got it. Like, I don't got it mastered, but I got a lot more patience than most people would. You know,
right?
It taught me how to just be calm and be patient with shit. You feel me?
Straight up.
Yeah.
That's real though. Was you So when you went to jail, was you fucking with rap before you went to jail, or was this an after jail thing?
Said after jail.
Like, was you into the raps before or after jail? Like, was you writing raps
to jail? I used to like drive around and sell like sneakers and shit. Like I would like buy and trade like sneakers.
So you was always into your fresh shit.
Yeah.
So what's some of your favorite kicks? Your favorite sneakers? If you had to name your top 3.
That's a hard question, bro.
That's a hard one?
A very hard question. I like the Jordan 4s.
Okay.
The black cement, the white cement 4s.
Nice, the 4s.
Cement 4s.
I'm fucking with that. That's cool,
yeah,
then.
Those are probably my top shoe. But, yeah, I was selling sneakers or whatnot going around. And then I used to listen to, like, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar and all that. So when I got locked up, that's all like Section 80 and all the stuff like before that and all the J. Cole shit is what I was on. So when I got locked up, at first I was in county jail and you don't get a radio in county jail. So
right.
All I could think about was the songs that I remembered. And I just remember how good they were at rapping.
Right.
So I tried my best to like rap good like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Straight
like
up.
Like, and just that's how I started off. You know, some could say I had like a strong Kendrick influence when I first came out, you feel me? And that's probably why, you know. So, yeah, I just kind of like was just doing that shit.
That's fire.
That shit, yeah.
And so, boom, we in jail and shit, couple months going down. You come home. What's the vibe when you get home? You know what I'm saying? Is your family accepting? How'd your family feel when you was in jail? Was they like, man, fuck this nigga. Defiling the family, or was it like a, or was it?
I thought it was gonna be that, but my mom actually had my back heavy.
That's moms for you.
Yeah, she used to always say, if you ever go to jail,
don't call me.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But she, when I did, she had my back.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's moms for you. That's an amazing thing. And so you come home, you lit up. When did you really start taking the music shit serious?
I started taking the music seriously when I came home the last time. Well, when I went in jail, I started rapping. Okay. And then all the inmates, like, finally, they kept asking me to rap, but I didn't really want to. I didn't think it was good. And then one day, I just got the courage to rap, and I rapped for them. Everybody fucked with it. So then I just started, like, writing it down in my book, like, that I still have to this day. That I'm gonna start rapping and shit. So I, like, literally, that's how it happened. I started rapping from jail, and then when I got out, that's what got everything moving and shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fire, though. Like, I mean, granted, you had to go through such a fucked up situation to find that real passion and hunger, but it's dope, though, that, like you said, it got to teach you patience. You got to, I'm sure, formulate on shit. What was you listening to? Was you listening to any music while you was in there? When you was in there? I know you said you didn't have a radio, but when you finally did get a radio, what was you listening to?
At the time, that's when good music was starting to roll out this shit. So I was listening to, like, when I finally got a radio, I was listening to, like, they was playing Way Too Cold. They was playing I Don't Like.
Right.
They was playing Mercy. Them type joints.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean, Thinking About You.
Word. That's crazy as fuck with, like, the jail shit, how you, like, you'll remember key-ass details like that, like, and won't forget it. And it was crazy, we was talking earlier, and you was just saying how, like, the politics out there is, like, Muslims is, like, a real
thing
in the jail.
There. Yeah, like, Muslims is heavy, and then, you know, they stick together, you feel me? Like, they had, like, the Christians, they tried to stick together a little bit, but it was, you know, it wasn't as solid, you feel me?
Did you have like a little man while you was in there that was supposed to be writing you and bullshitting, or did you have a little chick holding you down, or at the time?
I had a girl, actually. Well, not my girl, but she was definitely coming to visit me and sending me money and stuff.
Okay.
Shout out to her.
Right. It's always shout out to you.
Yeah. And then I had that, and then what else? My family would come. My homies would come through. Just come see me.
That's love.
Yeah.
So like, man, what you feel like took the music shit to a different level, though? Like, you know, what was the song you feel like dropped, or did you drop the song, or were you seeing no sound? Like, what is it that you felt like, okay, damn, this shit is actually something?
What is it that I found?
Or no, like, what did you, was it a song that you dropped? Was it a moment? Was it a... You know what I mean? You know how everybody got the moment in their shit where, like, they drop a video or, okay, you know, like, what song did you drop that really start making motherfuckers fuck with you?
Let me say, it's hard because there's so many, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't have that, like, spark where everything, not yet. I mean, God Said Trap was one of my pivotal moments, but even that was a slow build.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. People don't see the behind the scenes groundwork.
Nah, man. It took, like, I've had a couple moments where another new song elevated me to the next level, and then a new song elevated me to the next level, and then the next level, and then the next level.
Period.
Which I think is dope. I think that's the way to build it. You feel me?
Brick by brick.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you get a real foundation out here. People be like, it's not always dope to have that quick skyrocket experience, because one, there's no learning in it. Like you said, you got to craft business and learn. You said you was reading about business and different things about that, like, you know what I'm saying, which is now you know that whole game. What, tell us, hit a little bit on that, like, what's you, because you told me that earlier, like, you just a real business minded person.
Yeah, like, what I was self-managed for so long that now I'm pretty much be self-managed the rest of my career. I just know a lot, you feel me? I learned a lot from the business and shit, and I paid a lot of attention and read a lot of books and shit. So, you know, I learned how to, like, really, really handle the music business side of things. But when it's time for me to be an artist, sometimes I, like, shut all that side off and just do me and get weird and shit, you feel me?
Because you got to. Yeah. I mean, that's what they really there for, is to let you be able to be creative. And then they're supposed to be just answering emails and doing all the shit you ain't trying to do and do it right. And we just be fresh as fuck and make dope music and do whatever we supposed to do. But it don't always work out like that. And when you are business-orientated and just business-minded, it's hard to kind of stay out the way of the shit. Like, I be wanting to know what's going on. Because right. It's like, I'm so into numbers and entrepreneurship and the business side of the shit. I want to know what's cracking. It ain't that I don't trust people. I just want to know what's going on. And
you gotta learn. No, 100%. That's real.
You know what I mean? But that's fire, dog. And so, boom, dropping multiple joints. You got a dope, unique situation. And that's kind of why I wanted to, like, also get just your opinion and get you to speak on the podcast. Just because, like, the way you did your... I ain't gonna call it a deal, but you're in a dope partnership.
Yeah.
And so I want you to just explain that a little bit, because people don't take the route that you've taken to get in the game, and you about to drop an amazing project with a dope partnership, and I just wanted to, you know, hit on that a little bit and let them know what's cracking.
With the actual deal or whatever?
Or just, yeah, what, yeah, who is with and what you got. Oh, you ain't got to give them no numbers.
Nah. I did a deal with Adult Swim.
Fire.
You know, because I just felt like I needed a more innovative way to drop my album. And I gave them, you know, I had an idea and I had a vision and I presented it to them and they saw it right away. And that's how it happened. Shout out to Jason DeMarco.
Don DeMarco. Shout out to all my niggas who be listening and watching Smack and know that drop. But yeah, shout out to DeMarco for having the vision over there at Adult Swim. For those who don't know what Adult Swim is, then you just crazy and you need to turn your TV on or do something. But I just think that shit's dope, my nigga. Like, that's a different route. Yeah. And in this game, you gotta take a different route. You gotta take different lanes. Now you mad visual. And yeah. So it makes sense, you know what I'm saying? Just based on your visuals, the videos, and all the dope shit that you do. I think it just make crazy sense, like.
Yeah, that's one of the most important things, you know? Like, just doing shit different, man, because that's really, really, really the only way you get leverage in this game, you feel me? Like,
straight up.
Like, at the, you know, unless you have, like, just some big cosigns or whatever, you know what I mean? I guess Adult Swim is a good way of getting a cosign without it being another rapper. Because right. They got good taste in music, everybody knows. They play really dope shit on their show, so yeah, you know.
So, you know, let them know the name of the new album that's about to drop and just all the dope shit cracking.
It's called I Was Very Bad, all one word.
Okay, I Was Very Bad, that shit is fully named. What inspired it? Obviously, it's pretty self-explanatory. I was very bad, you know, but does that come from just, like you said, your experience with your family and all that shit? You know, you being the eyeball, you going to jail.
Yeah, all of that shit came. It's just me keeping it real, man. I think I'm the first to rap from the perspective of somebody who wasn't supposed to do something or wasn't supposed to be in a situation that they was, but they wanted to be cool. So they did certain things, you know what I mean? I mean, at the end of the day, you can look at it how you want, but I still got, you know, not to brag about it, but whatever kind of credibility you want to give me for what I did, despite where I came from, right. But I'm just keeping it real and saying I didn't have to do that, and I was just trying to be cool, you feel me?
Period.
A lot of people don't really say that. A lot of people act like, that's like where they came from. That's what they do. Da 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 da. And they hood. Da, 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 da. I'm not from the hood. Like, I wasn't born in the hood, but I was in the hood. You know what I mean?
Straight
I
up.
Know people from the hood. People from the hood respect me and know me. You feel me? So it's just one of them type of situations.
That's real though. And like you said, man, I done watched niggas literally take the buses from the burbs to come to the hood and be thug. So it's like. And but not be real enough to admit that part of the game, and I fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got their own reasons, and for whatever it is, it's like, that was your experience. And motherfuckers gotta... You gotta respect her. If you don't, it's like, who cares? Fuck you. It's freedom of speech. But on another note, like, how is your relationship with you and your fam now? You know, now that you're doing all the dope shit you're doing.
It's good. You know, my mother, rest in peace, passed away. But
rest in peace, moms.
Yeah, but my family is, you know, they right now it's a picture of me and Diddy, Puff, going around in a family group chat. So, yeah. You know, I got a text from my grandmother asking me for $60 yesterday.
That was so stuff, lit.
So,
oh, yeah.
So it's like that.
That's fire, my nigga. Hey, listen, bro. Cherish all of that. My granny, you know, I lost my granny like a year ago. But them type of texts was everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
man.
All that shit. So you just met Diddy?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was cool, man. I mean, he was definitely a dope dude, you feel me? Like, he was cool when I met him, you feel me? I don't know if it's the real cool or the artist cool. You know how that shit
yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know.
But
you
just
know?
To know that he fucking with you and what you doing. Is
exactly,
dope.
Yeah.
Most definitely. You fuck with sports and whatnot?
Yeah. No, not really. I'm sorry.
You from Baltimore? I mean, you fuck with the Ravens and all that?
Nah. I'm so close to Washington D.C. that it's more about the D.C. teams for me. You feel me? Like
if you, Wizards, but you ain't even fucking with it.
Wizards and the Redskins, even though they kind of been trash for a very long time. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. How you feel about Trump, wild ass? You know, we ain't got to go all crazy on some political shit, but how you feel about, I don't know if you seen the crazy ass shit, he was like, get that son of a bitch off the field or something. You talk about, like, he was saying, you know, he wished all the NFL owners would tell to see if they seen their players not standing for the flag, that they'll just say, get that son of a bitch off the field or whatever. Like, does this nigga surprise you? Like, what is it crazy to see it? Like, being in this time, generation, how old are you?
25.
But, so you're not 17, so... How does it feel being in this generation and seeing this shit?
I mean, it's crazy, you know. It's definitely it don't feel real, but it is real.
Right.
You know, I mean, I didn't expect him to win. Nobody did, and he did. So it's definitely a crazy, crazy situation, you know what I mean?
Period.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, niggas just got to get some dough out here. Stack your bread up, man. Get out the way. Get with your family. Give your granny $60. Give her $80.
Yeah.
You feel me? And get out the way, cause this shit is crazy.
Yeah, nah, that's real.
This shit is crazy. Mm-hmm. Man. So what you got? You know, you got coming to work. You going overseas anytime soon? You been overseas yet? Like
I was born overseas, but
right,
I've been
my
there.
Bad. You right?
But I've been there. Though. I've been there a couple times. You feel
nice,
me?
Nice.
Let me see. I've been overseas a few times, but I
some passport stamps.
Yeah, definitely. But I plan on hopefully making that move soon. I want to go to Australia this year, if God willing.
That's fire.
You know, I got a trip planned to Dubai soon coming.
That's crazy.
So that's gonna be cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dubai is literally like all gold and some more shit like.
100.
It's nutty out there. It's so crazy because the homie out here in Cali right now and just seeing different things, like I was explaining to him, just the culture out here and how the game go. Because, you know, we was in Long Beach, and if you don't know about Long Beach, it's a real segregated spot. Like, motherfuckers don't play out here. And
yeah,
it's a real racial fucking, like, the Hispanics go very hard.
Yeah.
And they don't fuck around with the Blacks or the Crips and all that. And so I just was explaining certain shit because he was seeing tag-ins. And
yeah.
It's so crazy how, like you said, like, you was in the hood. You was thugging. You went to jail thugging. You was doing all that, but it's still different cultures. It's two different worlds. Like you said, it don't even look hood. It's palm trees.
Right. Nah, for sure.
But it's like...
I mean, it's different, you know? But it looked like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I'll tell you that much.
The homie thought it was Grand Theft Auto sitting there.
Nah, real, bro. That shit is real.
But it's a real thing, like... When you see this, you know what I mean? And it'd be dope, like, when you tour and you go around and you see different cultures, different cities, different shit niggas go through, it give you a different appreciation, you know? And
yeah, for sure.
Appreciation from where you from and whatnot. So what's some of the, before you get out of here, like, what's some of the people on your team, some of the cats you fucking with, you know, if you...
My team is pretty much the whole... Holy or HXLY.
Yeah, that's what I want you to hit on. What's that?
On movement, you feel me? That's hated by others, loved by you. That's all the people that support what we got going on, support the movement, you feel me?
Hated by others, loved by you.
Yeah, 100%.
Come on now. That's I feel like that's everybody's life. If at some point you've been hated on.
Yeah, exactly.
By somebody. Yeah, and it's like no matter what, even if you're doing good or bad, somebody gonna hate the shit.
Exactly, exactly. But you gotta love whatever you doing, you feel me? Like even if they hate it, you love it and you're not afraid to love it, you feel me?
That shit fire. I'm fucking with you, my nigga.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Hey, look, this is my dog, man, Jay. Motherfucking IDK.
Yeah.
Hey, get in tune, get involved, man. This nigga's finna do phenomenal, incredible shit.
Yeah.
Period. This nigga be pushing the bar with the music and the videos and just everything. And
yeah.
I feel like his freedom of speech is so loud through the music. You know what I mean?
And
he needed to be up on here. You overdid. And so we in the fucking thing. You know, you feel me? My nigga in here rocking with me. I'm smoking on gas. So when you hearing this, this ain't Weezy Wee. You feel me? But this my dog. Make sure y'all been leaving all type of comments throughout this shit, man. It's going to be just part one. We're going to have my nigga back on this shit somewhere crazy.
Hell yeah.
You feel me? And y'all keep spreading vibes, man. Y'all keep y'all vibes pure, vibing high, man. And keep that shit cracking. Make sure y'all subscribe, like, follow, do all the dope shit you're supposed to goddamn do. You already know the damn program. You feel me? And we gonna lock back in, man. Make sure you don't take anything personally. And that wraps up another dope-ass episode of Freedom of Speech with your boy Larry Belafonte, a.k.a. Price. You feel me? That shit was fire, man. Shout out to my dog, J.I.D.K. I caught him we was kicking it for the whole day, you know what I mean? And I just was like, fuck it, man. Let's do the podcast before you catch a flight, you know? Some late night vibe shit, but it was dope, you know? Y'all stay in tune with that cat. I swear to God, remember I said it, he's probably gonna be one of the fucking coldest, greatest niggas to ever do this shit, period. And that's what freedom of speech is about, man. Having the young visionaries, the dope vibes, the dope, you know, ideas, the vocal motherfuckers out there, you dig? But Friday, man, I got something crazy for y'all, because I'm about to go in. Trump got me fucked up. Freedom of speech, I love y'all, man.